This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're on The Burt Show.
So if you can only listen to The Burt Show live on the radio like this late right here, you miss a lot of really good stuff early. So why am I saying right now, this morning, nobody in this studio is trustworthy, at least in my eyes anymore. I explained that this morning early. Cassie's family escaped serious injury last week, like really serious. So if you missed that, we upload the show segment by segment. So if you don't have a whole bunch of time, you can just listen to any segment that catches your eye. Or you can listen to the whole show on any podcasting platform. All right, Kristen, it is time for Kristen's Stupid Bit of the Week.
If you've ever looked at your pet and thought, my pet was reincarnated, they were a celebrity in a past life.
Oh.
I want you to call up 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746, and I will tell you which celebrity your pet was in a former lifetime. I came across this old school 80s commercial. I found it on the Instagram page at Night Flight Official. And it got me thinking, I may have a gift. And the only way I'm going to find out is if I test it on The Burt Show.
Cute little dog you've got there. But hold on. In a previous life, he could have been George Washington. Nice cat. Perhaps Annie Oakley. And look at him. Why, it's Napoleon. Reincarnation. What human being was your pet in a previous lifetime? Master reincarnationist E. David Scott will tell you when you call this number. Just answer simple questions with your touch tone phone. $1.95 per minute for entertainment only. Under 18, get permission. Call now. Learn who your pet was as a human in a previous lifetime.
So, I want you to call up to The Burt Show.
Mm-hmm.
What's our number again?
855.
Wow, this is going to be great.
That's from Saturday night, huh?
Yes, it is.
We killed some brain cells together, did we not?
So many. So 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. You're going to tell us about your pet. We're going to ask some questions. Mm-hmm. And then we're all going to work together to tap in to who we think the pet was in a previous lifetime. So I thought we would start off with your cat, Abby.
Oh, okay? My cat, Della.
Yes, your cat, Abby. That is your cat, Della. So tell us a little bit about Della, and we will tell you who she was in a previous life.
Well, she's definitely a diva, because okay, every time I walk through the door, I think I'm going to get like a meow. And like, she's really happy to see me, but she's just like, oh, you're here.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Ooh. Welcome back to my apartment.
That's every cat. That's not going to help.
No, there are some cats that are friendlier than others. My cat just happens to have a little bit of a chip on her shoulder or a chip on her fur. She is very cuddly when she's hungry. So she like, she thinks that if she shows more love and affection to me, she will get more food out of me. So she's a little bit of a kiss up. She has occasionally swatted at me anytime I've tried to eat my own food.
How does she feel about bathrooms?
She follows me to the bathroom.
She does.
She does. She likes to watch. She's a watcher. She's an observer. And what else? She loves sitting on my clothes. So she's a little bit of a fashionista. She loves sitting. If I like get undressed after a night out and leave my stuff on the bathroom floor, I'll usually find her rolling in it.
Gotcha. Does anybody have any inklings? Because I have one.
I got nothing.
Let me see what else I can conjure about her. She does love some Taylor Swift. She does love a little bit of country music. Anytime I throw on some Riley Green, she does sit there and listen to it with me while I'm cooking my dinner. And she has beautiful blue eyes. So maybe there's a celeb in the past life that has striking blue eyes. I think your cat is Princess Diana.
Oh, I'll take it. Oh, my gosh. This would make sense.
Kind of regal. Uh-huh. Kind of a diva.
The blue eyes. Fashionista.
Fashionista. Fashion icon.
Might have a gift.
I know, right?
No, your cat's Meghan Trainor because doesn't she share a toilet with her husband?
Meghan Trainor's alive.
So maybe she's channeling it into her while she's alive. You don't know her.
You should have taken the rest of the morning off when you made that jazz comment.
Listen, I'm talking to you guys. Okay.
Tommy, tell us about your precious little dog, Coco.
Coco is 4.5 years old, gifted by Kristen to my wife and I. They went behind my back and got me a dog.
Aww.
And I love her. I am wrapped around her paw. She loves being outside, and she loves chasing our feral cat who has taken up residence at our home.
She loves chasing a feral cat. Would you call her an introvert or an extrovert?
Oh, she's very much an extrovert. She loves to say hello to everyone. But once she says hello, then her mission is complete and she lays down.
Cassie, are there any former jazz artists that this dog could be?
No, but his dog is clearly Leonardo DiCaprio because he's chasing feral cats.
Isn't it a she?
Yes, it is.
And Leonardo DiCaprio is
a
alive.
He's alive.
Why are you applying gender? We're on a different plane of existence.
Do you not understand how reincarnation works?
Tommy, listen. Coco in a previous life was Anna Nicole Smith.
No, she wasn't.
All right, that is my gift.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I have to give to you today.
Okay. I was going to give you one of mine, but my dog's dead. So.
Well, let's go ahead and do Reagan's real quick while he was alive.
All right. Overweight.
Yep.
Super lazy.
Yep.
Thought he was an extrovert, but then realized being around people, he was an introvert.
Chris Farley.
Chris Farr.
You guys said it at the same time.
You're lying.
I swear, that was my first thought.
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley.
You're on The Burt Show.